jam. Rocker boy, you don't know what you're talking about. My mammy jamming, mother humming, getting it moving. Hold on, I'm rocking,
rocking my life away.
I like to rock and roll, and I'm darn sure here to stay. Look out now.
Hands together and your hearts are clapping. Gary U.S. Bonds, The Killer. Right before that, down in New Orleans, the Starlight Ramblers, Cowboy Songs and Beer, 94 and a half, KFAT and all that.
I wish there was a knob on the TV so you could turn up the intelligence. They got one marked brightness, but it don't work, does it?
I know that I have said the same before. Trouble's all I've ever found. got me wrong. I guess that's why I hate to stay at home. I gave her everything I had, and then she treated me so bad. I ain't going honky-tonkin' anymore. What do you think about it, son? Somehow life has treated me unfair, for I love a girl who just don't seem to care. I surely wish that I could lose these doggone honky-tonkin' blues. Ain't going honky-tonkin' anymore. I ain't going honky-tonkin' anymore. I know that I have said the same before. Trouble's all I've ever found, and it just about got me down. Ain't going honky-tonkin' anymore. Let's swing it, boys. Something tells me I had better stop, for if I don't, I just might blow my top. I'm gonna change my rowdy ways and try to see a few better days. Lord, I ain't going honky-tonkin' anymore. I waked up on the floor beside my bed. I felt and there was knots upon my head. Must have gotten to a fight. I wonder what I did last night. I ain't going honky-tonkin' anymore. No, I ain't going honky-tonkin' anymore. I know that I have said the same before. Trouble's all I've ever found, and it's almost got me down. I ain't going honky-tonkin' anymore. Get down like the last time, boy.
'94, just a tad. Here's the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Boogie, boogie.
If you're Hi, this is Willie Nelson. You're listening to KFAT Radio. Stay tuned.
Several years ago, I was in a little town in Southwest Louisiana. I ain't gonna tell the name because everybody knows who I'm talking about. Now, within one of these little hotels that serves you breakfast, I don't know whether it's European or American, I don't know the difference, me. But you come in there, you're gonna get the same thing, you just told them which you want. You go in there for breakfast and they say, how you want your egg? Because you're gonna get everything else along with it. Say, how you want your egg? And I was sitting in there one day, and a man came in there, who, I've seen some hang around in my life, baby. But I guarantee he had one. It the worst or the best one, don't know which, that I never saw before again in my life, I guarantee. Oh, man, you could feel it 20 feet away, that's how bad. You could took his pulse from 6 feet. You could just reach out and feel the air that chow, 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 chow. You could feel it so easy. And he walk in there and he kind of eased himself down in a chair because he don't want to hurt that chair none. And that waiter come over there and say, my friend, how would you like your eggs today, huh? He said, eliminate them eggs, man. Just eliminate them eggs, please. He said, what you said? He said, I say, eliminate them eggs. He said, okay. And he went back in the kitchen, and in a few minutes, he come out with some ham and some scrambled-lated eggs, you know? He said, didn't you hear me told you to eliminate them eggs, huh? He said, I told that damn old cook back there, but she don't know nothing but fry and scramble, I guarantee.
I still want to call me Martyrs from Outer Space.
I want to be seduced. Want a woman to take me out to dinner for two. Like to see her eyes get moody, flirting with the thought of what flirting ought to do. Like to be real cool. Let her think about getting little me in bed. Here's a chat about Magna Carta, Puerto Vallarta, something Gandhi said. I'm a dimmer, politely, all too slightly, if she tried to fondle my knee. But I'm relatively certain I'd compromise if I know me. I want to be seduced. Want a woman to talk to me suggestively. Want to hear her say she'll be with me tomorrow morning, drinking hot jasmine tea. Want her to make me laugh, make a point of touching me when she talks, leaving all the jealous men in the jar to mumble in the beer and gunk. I know it only happens when I'm napping, nodding in a reverie. Did I find myself a woman who wouldn't mind seducing me?
pay the rent. I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air. Straight cat strut, I'm a feeling Casanova. From a garbage can. Something, but Lord, I need it all to get my rocks off. Huh? Get my rocks off. I'm getting my rocks off a mountain and roll 'em on down the hill. Oh. I may do you one time, and I may do you more. I may turn you into something that you ain't ready for. I might want your body, and I might want your bread, and I might want your mama to come visit me instead and get my rocks on. Here they come. Get my rocks off. Oh. Get my rocks off a mountain and roll 'em on down the hill. Oh.
Censor from the Citizens Radio Committee, and I feel
you from the Citizens Radio Committee. You say
that's exactly what I said. Yeah.
And what
sometime I dream of animals. Sometime I dream of boys. Sometime I kill the living. Sometime I raise the dead. Sometime I say just screw it all and crawl back into bed and get my rocks on. Get my rocks on. Oof, here come. Get my rocks off a mountain and roll them on down the hill.
I must okay all the material used on your program here, and I think the best method is to just sit back here and interrupt when I feel it's necessary.
You mean you plan to stop me every time I do something that you think is wrong?
Exactly. I'll just sound my little horn like this. And then you stop, and I'll tell you what's wrong.
Somehow I can tell this is going to be one of those days.
You just go right ahead, Mr. Freeberg. Don't mind me.
Yeah, now I'd like to sing...
You forgot to say thank you, Mr. Freeberg. Politeness is an essential in radio programming. Your program goes into the home. We must be a good influence on children.
And that's a darling little horn there. Mm-hmm. Thanks very much, Mr. Tweedley.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
I'd like to sing a old river song in honor this week of National Mississippi Riverboat Paddle Wheel Week. Mr. May, if you please.
Very polite, Mr. Freeberg.
Thank you.
Old Man River, that old...
All right, Tweedley, politeness I dig, but what in the world is wrong with Old Man River?
The word old has a connotation some of the more elderly people find distasteful. I would suggest you make the substitution, please.
I suppose you insist?
Precisely. You may continue.
Okay, music.
You forgot to say thank you.
Say thank you, yes, okay. Thank you, Mr. Tweedley.
You're quite welcome, I am sure.
Elderly man river, that elderly man river, he must know something, but he don't say nothing.
All right, hold it, fellas. Now what, Tweedley?
The word something, you left off the G.
But that's authentic. Something. Something. That's the way the people...
I'm sorry.
...talk down there.
What? The home is a classroom, Mr. Freeberg.
I know you said that.
Keep in mind the tiny tots. And furthermore, think back. You'll recall that you said... But he don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, really, Mr. Freeberg, that's a double negative. Do you mean he does say something?
No, I just wasn't using my head, I guess.
I mean, after all, it should be grammatically correct, keeping in mind...
Mind the tiny tot, yes.
You probably mean he doesn't say anything.
I suppose I mean that, yes, I guess. All right, fine. You win. All right, Billy, music. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, I am sure.
Elderly man river, that elderly man river, he must know something, but he doesn't say anything. He just keeps rolling, rolling. He just keeps rolling along. He don't... doesn't plant taters, potatoes. He doesn't plant cotton, cotting. And them, these, those that plants them are soon forgotting. But every man river, he just keeps rolling along.
Excellent.
Thank you. The tiny tots again, was it?
Exactly.
Sorry about that. Here we go.
You and I, we sweat, perspire, and strain. Bodies all aching and wrecked with pain.
Well, we got by that one.
Hold that hard. Lift that veil.
You get out there.
Take your finger off the button, Mr. Tweedley. We know when we're licked. Well, that concludes Elderly Man River. Oh, yes, and thank you for being with us, Mr. Tweedy.
You're welcome. I'm sure.
Gilroy, subversive country.
This Ralph Emery. Yes, Ralph Emery, the disc jockey who plays country western cowboy records on electric radio. Yeah, well, this is Don Bowman. Bowman. Yes, sir. I got a new record out, and I sent you 500 copies, and I ain't heard it played yet. And I just... Hello? Hello? Where you got?
Off the top on one more beer. Hold the phone up to your ear. Dial that number one more time. Get that DJ on the line.
Hello, Mr. Emery. This Don Bowman again. Yeah. Listen, I got this new record out, like I was telling you, on Lord Bucket Records, and it's called, I bet, Lord Bucket. You think that's funny, huh? Well, fuck you. The Ralph Emery Show isn't so goddamn hot sounding either. Yeah, super mouth. I've heard your goddamn radio show. All I was calling about is seeing if you'd played my goddamn record on your show. Well, what the hell you want, flowers? Hello?
Pop the top on one more beer. Hold the phone up to your ear. Dial that number one more time. Get that DJ on the line.
Hello. Hey, Emery. This Don Bowman. Look, sweetheart, you hang up that goddamn phone again, I'm gonna mash your ass. You bet your sweet pooper. I called up nice and polite to ask you to play my record on your radio show, and you get cute. Nobody likes a smart ass, Emery. All I want is you to play the record. And... you fuck with Martha White and her flower, and the truck stops too. Yeah. What about the 500 copies? You sell them, you son of a bitch? Yeah. Hello? Hello? Well, you rotten.
Pop the top on one more beer. Hold the phone up to your ear. Dial that number one more time. Get that DJ on the line.
Hello. Hey, dummy. You hang up that damn phone again, and I'm gonna stomp the shit out of you. I sent you 500 goddamn copies of the record, and it ain't been played yet. Now play the son of a bitch on the radio, I'll come up there and whip your ass. In any goddamn key. You chicken shit.
Thank you.
Got that claw wrapped around the end of that guitar. Jerry Reed, and that's for the best of. That's called The Claw. Don Bowman, Stan Freeberg, and who knows what all. I'm getting ready to go home. The Rocket Man will be on up here at KFAT real
mama,
soon.
Donde está Santa Claus? Navato with a bone in his.
Okay,
he's
here.
Coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to. No, that isn't it.
Mamacita, okay.
Donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws. Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man, you think man. Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes, you know. The guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too, man.
No,
yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
But, typical freaks, man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man?
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that, you
pick
know?
Up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah, man. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Hey, well, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tabo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York and Pacoima and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man. And dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man, but it's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Yeah. Oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah,
huh?
Underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Hey, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. I played with that guy last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of
money. Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
I'm positive.
From the garlic capital of the world, this is KFAT Gilroy. Mm-hmm.